Most consumers do know the taglines for beef, it's what's for dinner, and pork, the other white meat. Now there's an effort to better market organic food. The largest organic trade association wants growers to pay to come up with snappy mottos. And the idea is splitting farmers, processors, and marketers into factions. From member station KUNC in Colorado, Luke Runyon reports.
I'm standing outside a Sprouts market here in Greeley, Colorado. People are walking out with carts and groceries, and some of that food sports a little seal for USDA organic. And more shoppers are looking for that logo. Organic food sales jumped to $35 billion in 2013. But what are people seeing when they see that logo?
It just means that it's not grown with pesticides or any sort of hormone ever.
And I know it's misleading, and it doesn't mean there's no pesticides or no preservatives.
But it doesn't have pesticides, or is that right?
That's Jennifer Ronspies, Pam Halverson, and Donna Darling. Ask a shopper about the organic seal, and you're bound to get an array of answers.
There's lots of confusion in the marketplace about what exactly organic means.
Missy Hughes is board president of the Organic Trade Association, the nation's most influential organic group. She says the USDA organic seal is trusted, but still shrouded in mystery.
We need the consumer to understand what that means when they are making that purchase, and so that they're willing to make that purchase.
To clear up the confusion, the Organic Trade Association wants to borrow an idea used for decades by other agricultural groups. It wants to set up an industry-wide fund for marketing and research called a checkoff. And here's how a checkoff works. Each farmer is required to pay a small amount into a fund. It could be a penny on a bushel of wheat or a dollar per cow. Pool that money together, and you have millions to develop splashy promotional campaigns, like...
Got milk.
And...
The incredible edible egg.
An organic checkoff could bring a catchy tagline to the country's more than 18,000 certified organic producers. Think organic.
It's what's for dinner.
That's the challenge, is organic is such a rich, broad message.
Dave Carter is a former member of the group that creates the USDA standards for organic agriculture.
That's where we're kind of losing the debate right now, is it encompasses so many things.
There's a schism between billion-dollar organic companies and small farmers, who, if they make a certain amount of money, would be forced to pay into the fund. Some worry about big organic, with a capital B.
It'll be a little muddy out here, but we...
Jason Condon and his wife Natalie grow certified organic vegetables in Lafayette, Colorado, near Denver. Mid-size operations like theirs have been the toughest sell.
It sounds kind of bad, and I hate to say it this way, but it's not my job to make sure that there's organic across the country.
If the checkoff becomes reality, Condon could be required to pay upwards of $1,000 a year into the fund. He got his start selling at the farmer's market.
This checkoff thing just feels very contrary to that. It's sort of, no, you're not doing it good enough. Let's take your money and give it to some high-paid Washington folks that can really do some good.
The checkoff's advocates are still trying to convince farmers like Condon that it's a good idea. Eventually, more than two-thirds of organic producers would have to vote in favor for it to go into effect. For NPR News, I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And that story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting collaboration that focuses on agriculture and food production. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.